At the last piece of Gemara, by Rav Ashi, Shlish Malagava, Shlish Malavar Teku, Gemara's Nibaya, if the Shlish that it says here in the Mishnah means that says here about a Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, is that Malagava or is that Malabar? So Gemara is not Pesha Dibaya. So the Machlokes Rishayim had a Paskin. The Rosh says, Makula. Makula is which way? Malagava or Malabar? Malagava is less, and Malabar is more. So the Rosh says to be Makel. And Rabbi Chananel here on the side is Machmir. The Papule Charifta learns Pshat and Machlaikis. What's a Machlaikis? The Gemara is in Bayit Ala Yishita, and you have a Machlaikis for Shainin. If you pass the Lakula Lachogro, so the Papule Charifta learns Pshat and Machlaikis that they're arguing if the din of Hidur Mitzvah is a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbanan. Guys, we have a school of Shmuz Lake. Stay a little longer. The school ends early. You have to give everyone a warning ahead of time. That'd be quite standard. Anyway, what we're saying is the Gemara Hibaytala Yevshetev, the Shlish is Malabar and Malagav. The Rosh holds Makula. That since Hibaytala Yevshetev, you have to spend less money on Hidur Mitzvah. And you're going to Hanana hold the Chumra. If you buy the Yivshita, you have to spend more money. And the Papule Charifta learns Pshat that they're arguing if Hidur Mitzvah is a Maila Daraisa or a Maila Darabana. When we bring always by Hidur Mitzvah the Pasuk Zek Heli Van Vehu, what is Zek Heli Van Vehu? Is it a Din Daraisa or it's just an Asmachtana Pasuk? So the Papula Charifta learns that that's the Machlaikis to Rosh Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that Zek Heli Van Vehu is a Daraisa. And since Zek Heli Van Vehu is a Daraisa, therefore Hidur Mitzvah is L'chumra. So what? So Hidur Mitzvah is L'chumra. And the Rosh holds that Hidur Mitzvah Zek Heli Van Vehu is just an Asmachta, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Meila by D'Rabbanan, if you have any Bayit L'Yivshita, then we pass the L'kula. That's the machlokes. So this is the rest of the Rabbanan. So there's a Shagas Aryeh. One of the pieces in Shagas Aryeh, I think it's Truva Nun, is on this Shaila. If Hidur Mitzvah is the rest of the Rabbanan. And he says that it has to be a Rabbanan. Why? Because the halacha is that that on Shabbos, the halach is that on Shabbos, if someone's in the middle of a bris milah, b'shas milah, we said he's chayzer on tzitzin sheinah ma'akvim. We said b'shas the bris milah, you're chayzer on tzitzin sheinah ma'akvim. So how could you be chayzer? You're doing a malacha, you're doing the chabura. He says, Bishlam, if you hold. Now, Lachaira, it's Shre either way. How can you be Chayza at Sitzin Shein Ma'akvin? Saibis Tereis is Shre, Saibis Terebonin is Shre. How can you be Chayza at Sitzin Shein Ma'akvin? You're doing Malach on Shabbos for Zekeli Van Veil. How can you do Malach for Zekeli Van Veil? He says like this. The Shaktari never, the Raya is always sort of Knech. Which way would you think it's a Raya? The fact that on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut tzitzin sheinah ma'akvin on a bris. That calls me in the middle of a bris, you're like perish yardai, you can cut another piece of skin that's not ma'akvin with mitzvah smilin. It's a raya that hit the mitzvah derasa drabana. Whichever you think. Pashtus, it's a raya derasa, because you could be l'chal Shabbos to do it. So Shagasayas is just the opposite, it's a raya derabana. Why? Because if it's a drabana, that means that min ha'Torah is a makakul b'chabura. It means min ha'Torah, there's no reason to cut it off. So it's not a melacha deraisa because it's a makafu b'chabura. You're cutting skin off somebody that doesn't have to be cut off. So then we can understand that on Shabbos it's makafu b'chabura. It's only melacha derabanan. So you're not doing melacha derabanan on Shabbos for a mitzvah derabanan. So then it could make sense. But if you hold hider mitzvah deraisa, then when you're cutting off the tzitzishena ma'akvin on Shabbos, it's a tikkun. It's a deraisa. It's a malacha deraisa. You're doing a mesakin mechabura. You're taking off something that's a tikkun. You're cutting off flesh that's a tikkun. If you're cutting off flesh that's a tikkun, that's malacha deraisa. You're not going to do malacha deraisa for zekei rivan dayu. It's not derech Shabbos. The only thing derech Shabbos is mitzvah brismila. Mitzvah zekei rivan dayu is not derech Shabbos. So if you hold that cutting off the tzitzit shena ma'akvin on a bris is a maila deraisa, it's a mesakein, so you should be asked to do it on Shabbos. How come it's mutter? Why is it that it's mutter? The fact that it's mutter is a raya that min ha-Torah, it's a makalkel. The Torah, it's not something that you need to have in a bris mila, the deraisa. Right, so with the rice, it's a makalkel, it's not a malach, it's a drabanan, so for kehid their mitzvah, they were matter to do a drabanan. That's fair. What? Once it's pirish yodai, you can't go back to cut it off. Well, that's the base of Levi's Varach, because it's not a hidden mitzvah anymore. Once you pirish yodai, so that's not a hidden mitzvah anymore, the mitzvah's over. So, but, Al-Kaponim, this is the... This is the Shabbos Ha'ariz Raya, and the Fakfikin on the Raya. Right? If you hold that Hidden Mitzvah is Deraisa, so the Briskerov's Claire, if you hold Hidden Mitzvah is Deraisa, is Claire is it a separate mitzvah of Zekei Rivan Deil, or is it part of the mitzvah of Bris Mila? If you hold it's part of the mitzvah of Bris Mila, so then the whole Kasha falls away. Shlomo Zalman says this. Shagasaya is taina. How could you do it on Shabbos? For Zekeli Mavei and Alabi Machal Shabbos, how could you cut off the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin? So Zop Tershon Zalman, it's not a kasha. Because if you learn Zekeli Mavei is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of Mitzvah's Mila. Mitzvah's Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Since Mitzvah's Mila is Doicha Shabbos, I'm a Mela. It's very good that you could do it on Shabbos. Mitzvah Mila is Deicha Shabbos, and Zekeli Mavei is part of Mitzvah Mila. So, Kazman Yosef and the Mila, it's Deicha Shabbos, and you could do it. Makaparim, this is a machlaikis if Zekeli Mavei was a din deraisa, or if it's a din derabbanan.
If it's a separate mitzvah, then you'll tell me that on the Shabbos you have to open up the womb again and do it?
No, if it's a separate mitzvah, so normally you would have to do it after Shabbos, but you have to be Salevi's time. That it's not a hidden mitzvah anymore. Once the mitzvah is complete, so then that would be a reason not to do it. Okay. No, there's a kema vei. You lost it. The kohen best lady too late. Should have done the mila the right way. If you would have originally cut it lower, you wouldn't have a problem. So you missed it. So that's the. That's the end. There's an interesting the Kraina Digrissa, there's an interesting piece. It's more of an Agada Musa type piece. He says, from where is there a remez in the Torah that Zekeli Vandei was Akshlish? He says, I don't know where he gets it from, it's in the Kraina Digrissa, Chelik Beis, it's the letter Reish Peites. He says that Parai Mitzrayim were the first ones that came up with the idea to attach two animals, two horses to a wagon. Normally, they put one horse to a plow, one horse to a wagon. The mitzvah came up with the idea of attaching two horses to a wagon. And that was the normal way to do it. He says, when they ran after Bnei Yisrael, they wanted to catch up with Klal Yisrael, before Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, v'shalisha malkulai, they attached three horses to each chariot. So they should be able to catch up. They attached three horses. Right? What? Okay. He's more than one anyway. But so Shalisha Makulai, they put three horses on each. So can I get that? So they were mahadir at shlish, because they had two horses and they added a third horse. So they added a third horse. That's a shlish. So can I get that? Klal Yisrael said zekedim aveyu, that we're also going to be mahadir at shlish. That's what the stipler writes. He writes that it's a derech navaydus Hashem. The Gemara uses an expression, "Pogel b'chal menuvel zu." If you meet the Yetzirah, "Ashchei lebeis hamedrash," should bring him into the Beis Medrash. So Pashup Shat is "Pogel b'chal menuvel zu." If you meet the Yetzirah, he wants to start up with you, run to the Beis Medrash. If you run to the Beis Medrash, you'll be safe from the Yetzirah. That's Pashup Shat. So starting there has a few pshatim. "Pogel b'chal menuvel zu," "Ashchei lebeis hamedrash." So he says, "Pogel b'chal menuvel zu." If you meet the Yetzirah. You see how Yetzirah is mahadir in trapping people and doing averis. Take that midah and use it on the type. Use it the good way. So you see that for running after Klal Yisrael, they did it at shlish. So then you do it also at shlish. Yeah. Gemara has one more piece. Be'marava Amri Mishmei to Reb Zera Ad Shlish Mishalai Mekam Ve'Elch Mishalai Kadosh Baruch Hu. Until a Shlish is your money. Mekam Ve'Elch is Mishalai Kadosh Baruch Hu. That you spend a Kadosh Baruch Hu's money. What does that mean? That means Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you back if you spend money. The Rambam leaves out the whole din of hidden mitzvah shlish. If you look at Aleph on the side, when Aleph goes on the Gemara hidden mitzvah shlish, it says smag and tershul chanarach. Doesn't bring a Rambam. The Rambam leaves out the whole din of hidden mitzvah shlish. So everyone's matzmiyah. You hold the Razi, you hold the Rabbanah. The Rambam should bring the Gemara hidden mitzvah should be only at shlish. So the Aruch Hanes says pshat. That he learns this Gemara is arguing. B'marava Amri, this Gemara is arguing with the previous Gemara. Previous Gemara said you're not supposed to spend more than a shlish on hiddur mitzvah. You shouldn't spend more than a shlish on hiddur mitzvah. This Gemara is saying, no, ad shlish b'shalai. Now, first of all, why shouldn't you spend more than a shlish on a hiddur mitzvah? The reason is, at least he says the reason is, shemiyani. That the person has to spend a lot of money on things. Shemiyani will become poor if you're able to allow a tzibur. But my Rav Amri, no. Achlish mishalai. You can spend as much as you want on a hidden mitzvah. Achlish, it comes out of your account. If it's mekam ve'eluch mishalai kadosh baruch hu, if you spend more, God gives it to you back. So the Rambam learned that this is arguing with the previous member. The previous member held you shouldn't spend more than a shlish, because you're going to deplete your resources. And this member is arguing, this member is saying that Kan Ve'eluch Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can spend whatever you like. And Archanei Paskins like the Rambam, but it's not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Lulei Divrei Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says not that way. Which seems in the Shulchan Aruch that person is not supposed to spend more than a shlish on hidden mitzvah. Which is not as that, it's a very hard thing. You can tell someone, you're buying an esrog, don't spend more than a shlish to make it nicer. When he goes and he buys himself clothing, he spends more than a shlish for his clothing, for nice clothing, or more than a shlish. You're buying silver, everything else. When you tell somebody, you want to buy a silverware, you can spend as much as you want. The silver mezuzah case shouldn't be a mezuzah cost, a good mezuzah cost, $60, $70. So you don't spend more than $20 or $30 on a nice mezuzah case. It doesn't make sense. What? So I don't know. It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch a difference if you have or you don't have. It says hidden mitzvah on shlish. But I suppose somebody's till shlish you spend. If you don't spend more, so you're not spending on hidden mitzvah, you're spending on yourself because you like nice things. So people spend money on that nice thing. It's very hard to do you spend less on the mezuzah?
No, by mezuzah
spend more. No, on the mezuzah itself, maybe. I meant the mezuzah case. The mezuzah itself, stomach spend more. No, but hidden mitzvah, Rashi says by mezuzah too, by Sefer Torah also. Even by Tashmish Kedusha. So by Sefer Torah, it's even by Tashmish Kedusha. No, Rashi says Sefer Torah, no.
There's no point spending more than
The Gemara seems to say there's no point in spending one on shlish. And it's very hard to understand in a practical vein. Okay, it's a habitzar. Sefer Torah is so expensive. If you have 5-6 Sefer Torah in an aron, so it costs $180,000. So nobody says $60,000 on a kaddish. I mean, normal people. They spend more than $60,000 on a kaddish. But you spend it on yourself, so all right. You're going to buy a nice little hoolie anyway, so you might as well buy a nice canary also. Okay, in this sugya, there's one other in the Kuda. That's built on a Rashi. Rashi says, Sefer Torah, that's Rashi's Lashon, Hidim mitzvah shlish, and might be Sefer Torah liknais, Echor hodim echavera, yasif shlish adam, and v'yikach es ha-hador. The time is okay about that. What mitzvah you makayim when you buy a Sefer Torah? So Pashtus Rashi talk about a mitzvah, kisul lachem. You answer by buying a Sefer Torah. You have to write a Sefer Torah. So look at Rashi, he brings the Tanya of Shabbos Kuflam again. It's okay with my day. It was not a fun of a mitzvah. Asay lacha Sefer Torah, no. Gemara says, asay lacha Sefer Torah. You make a Sefer Torah. If you buy a Sefer Torah, you makayim the mitzvah. So then it says, that's a machlekes rishayim in Menachis.
So asay lacha.
Say lecha, make it yours. Okay, could be. Actually, say lecha, make it for you, for yourself. Have a lemaisa, it's a gemara. Make, well, you're not making the lulav, but you're putting together the lulav. I understand. A say lecha, sevter na, lulav na, talis na. So it doesn't mean you make the talis. Maybe it's talking about a rai. But lemaisa, it's a gemara. The gemara Menachos Daf Lamed says, Hakoyne Sefer Torah kechaytif mitzvah. If you buy a Sefer Torah, you're like someone who grabs a mitzvah. So it means you're yaitze or not yaitze. Hakoyne Sefer Torah kechaytif mitzvah. How do you understand the Gemara? You're yaitze a mitzvah or not yaitze a mitzvah? Chaytif. Says Machlekes Rishayim, how to teach it. Chaytif is mitzvah. It's machlekes rishayim. Rashi teaches hakoyne sefer Torah kechaytif mitzvah b'kiyum mitzvah, which you makayim the mitzvah taka. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says no, kechaytif mitzvah kechaytif mitzvah v'lo yotza. He says that you're not yotza when you buy a sefer Torah. You're not yotza. You have to write a sefer Torah. Kisvul lechemes hashir hazayis. It has to be b'ksiva. So this Rashi is what she taught. Say Rashi holds, and even grow up passages like Rashi, like you to buy the Sefer Torah. But the Ramon Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Reish Yerdayan says that you're not Yaitza. What? If you make the Sefer Shliach, it's good. Then you have to start writing from scratch. A lot of times, people go to buy a Sefer Torah and they go into the Sefer, and he has the Sefer Torah ready. So if a person is already spending so much money on a Sefer Torah, he should do it l'chol hashitas. There's no reason that a person should go and spend $25,000, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 on a Sefer Torah and buy a Sefer Torah. It's already written. If it's machlekes rishayim, if you yaitza by buying a Sefer Torah, it's already written. So a person really should not. It's a shame. You all have his chus once. It's a once in a lifetime mitzvah. You have the opportunity, and you'll write yourself a Sefer Torah. The best thing is to start from scratch, right? Can make someone a shliach on the fray, a breira. Write the shlichus and say, yesh breira.
Who's a shliach?
Can't wait a whole year.
Huh? Can't wait a whole year
till the second, right? Why can't you wait a whole year? You could. You could. People can't wait because they don't want to wait. But that's the hiddur, the right way to do it. Kechaytif mitzvah. I'm going to chap quickly. Yeah. You need the right. The lachatzila dika way of writing a Sefer Torah is, I wrote a Sefer Torah. My father passed away, so I got a Sefer in Eretz Yisrael. I told him he has to bring me the klafim before he writes them. I want to be kind of them with Agbar, and the ink. I want to be kind of Agbar. I mean, my Sefer Torah from the beginning. If you look in Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridei, he says that's lachatzila dika way of doing it. It's yours from the beginning. You make him a shliach. What? I can make a Mashiach really to be kind of for me. I didn't trust him. Maybe, you know, he writes a Fritah all the time. He never has a Mashiach given like this that wants all these things. So I was at Israel. He came, he brought it to me. He lives Rabbi in Ashdod. So he was, I told him, should come with, come to Yerushalayim anyway. So he came, and I was talking kind of the cloth and the ink. In the middle, he had to buy different cloth and different ink. He didn't have enough. So my son was learning Eretz Yisrael. I told him he has to go to my son. My son should be kind. I told him I'm paying for his time. I wasn't looking for my ton of him. And that's the way I was writing the Sefer Torah. In the middle, while the Sefer Torah is being written, in the Novi Shia, we finished Sefer Malachim. So they got together, the people from the Novi Shia, this goes back 3 years ago, and it was about a year after I had him start writing it, and schlep till he finished the Sefer Torah. But also he started writing, that's why he started writing the Sefer Torah of Ksav Ari. So he was halfway through Bereishis. And he sends me a copy or something. And what are you writing Ksav Ari for? He says, he's a Chassidish younger man. He always writes Ksav Ari. I said, yeah, but you're writing it for me. You don't understand. Yeshiva Light, don't write Ksav Ari, Sefer Torah. So he had to start again. That's why we need a new classroom. So he had to start all over again. Most people don't even know. I was at a Chassidish Sefer Torah. A good friend of mine is a Sefer Torah, that's graduate, wrote a Sefer Torah for someone, invited me to Muncie. I sat down to write a Ksav Ari. I go over to the Sefer. I said, what'd you write for him a Ksav Ari? He's a literature people. He says, I'm a Chassidish, and he doesn't know the difference. So what's the difference? It used to be all the Sefer Torah were not Ksav Ari. We're all regular basis, it's normal Sefer Torah. It's changing because the Sefer are all Chassidish. In the literature world, know very few people go into Sefer. So they're all Chassidish. And they like to write Ari, and they're pushing Ari on people. And people end up with Tefillin Arizal and everything Arizal, which is not. If you do things up here, you do up here. You eat whatever you have, but you want Mahudr, you have Beis Yosef Ksav, which is the normal Ksav. Anyway, so what happened is, in the middle, the Navi Shia got to the Siyam HaMalachim, some people got together, and they bought me a Sefer Torah as a Matana for the Navi Shia. It's supposed to be a surprise, but I can't keep anything quiet, so I found out about it. So I started to declare, if you get a Sefer Torah b'matana, are you yaitze? If someone gives you a Sefer Torah b'matana, are you yaitze? Ksiv a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, Yarash Sefer Torah lo yaitze. Yarshin a Sefer Torah, your father has a Sefer Torah, yarshin it, you don't have a kind of mitzvah. You have to write your own. Yarash Sefer Torah lo yaitze. So the if Kashan Rashi says Kana Sefer Torah Yatza. What's the difference? If you own Kana Sefer Torah Lo Yatza, so it makes sense. Yarash Sefer Torah is also Lo Yatza. But if you hold Kana Sefer Torah Yatza, like Rashi Sheet and the Sheet of Agra, so then why Yarash Sefer Torah? Why is that different than if you buy a Sefer Torah? What's an afkamina if you Yarash Sefer Torah or Kana Sefer Torah? The basic idea is the Kashan Rashi. So Beis HaLevi says, Sugyas Chalukis. Must be that Gemara is arguing. Machlokes HaSugyas. You're not Yaitzah with Yerusha. The Pesach Shuvah says a different shot. He says that you have to be Mishtadl in the Sefer Torah. You have to do something. Yorash Sefer Torah lo Yotzah, because you didn't do anything. But you don't have to write it. Rashi holds, if you buy it, it also requires a Shtadl. So you have to go out and buy it. So Memeila, you Yaitzah. That's Rashi Shita, that you Yaitzah. So we start to declare now, if someone gives it to you by matana, that's like Yarash Sefer Torah or like Kana Sefer Torah? You get a gift. Like Yarash, you didn't do any Mishtadlus for it. Or it's like Kana Sefer Torah, that you at least have to go do a Kenyan. So you also have to do a Kenyan. Huh? So what do you think? What? You gave? I stopped this because they gave a shiur and they wanted to buy me something. Okay. Yerusha, you don't have to make a kinyan. It goes automatically. So it could be mechalik between Yara Sefer Torah or Matana, which needs a kinyan. Yerusha is a person without a kinyan. He doesn't know about it. So, and this is all according to Rashi. If you're not like Rashi, so kind of say you have to write Kisru Sefer Torah, you have to write. The emes is that you yaitza, if you write one ois in the Sefer Torah, if you get a Sefer Torah that's missing an ois and you finish it, you also yaitza the mitzvah. It's not the same hiddur as writing the whole thing, but you yaitza. The problem is, when you get the Sefer Torah nowadays, you know how they write, how they have the last ois? Yes, you saw this time. How they have it? But they have an outline. Used to be, they didn't have the last ois. And if you can, you have to write the last ice. But everyone patched it up to Sefer Torah because no one knows how to write an ice. So they started making the outline of the ice. There was a tallow on the inside, just an outline of an ice. So the problem is that an outline of an ice, I don't know any reason it should be possible. I'll peek in. It's a question, if you would leave it that way, it would be a question of Sefer Torah. You know what I mean now, otherwise? The outline, right? So that's a question of Sefer Torah. Doesn't have to be filled in on the inside. If you have a Sefer Torah that's a neck in the middle of it, it's Dasha. As long as the outline is there. So it's really a Kasha Sefer Torah when you get it. So I asked them before they send the Sefer Torah that the last ice is, they should not finish the ice. What? To rise over. That you're right. For one second. I'll tell you in a second. I told them in Eretz Yisrael when they send the Sefer Torah that the last Isis should be broken Isis. If you break it, if you write out the base, you write the top and the bottom, and in between there's a small break here and that. So it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. And then if you finish the last Isis, you're master. So, but it's a hinder, but you're not a kind of mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah because the complete Sefer Torah. What? I was getting one anyway. I was clearing if this one, yeah. So I told them they should send with a broken ice. With broken ice. So it came. So the day it came, the Sefer was very excited. He showed it to me. There were no broken ices. I told him, I asked that the last ice should be broken. He says, don't worry, I'll break them before I bring them. So I told him, Mahalo Ryan, you're going to take a kushan, take a tire, and parcel it? break it to make the customer happy? He said he does it all the time. I told him, don't do it. You're breaking ice. It doesn't make sense. That's how you're going to be ice to Sefer Torah. You buy a crushing Sefer Torah, you're breaking ice, and now it's a puzzle Sefer Torah, you fix it. I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me. And the stomach's correct. Once it's possible, you fix it. You ice it, but you take a crushing Sefer Torah, you're going to break ice. You send it to make the customer happy. So we ended up, that Sefer Torah came, was really kosher. And whoever filled in ice, I filled in the last ice. This time I wasn't. Light Rashi Shita Kana Sefer Torah Yatza. So we have our Kler. If someone gives a B'matana, is that also good? I'm not sure. But Light the Ramah Zicha wasn't the kind of mitzvah because Kana Sefer Torah is Layatza, so Matana is also Layatza. Then we ended up getting the second Sefer until finally all the Pachkarai, we got the second Sefer. Where Zichar was the kind of a mitzvah, I think, if he was honest and if he used only my klaf and my ink, then it was l'chol hidurim. And what?
With the breaks?
With the breaks? Yeah. It was supposed to be
the breaks. For that point.
No, he didn't. He ended up sending it. It was whatever, a separate story. But he ended up sending it complete. I was clearing the second shayla back to see the Sefer Torah, based on the Gesugim Gim. By Ksiva Sefer Torah, they had. I have a brother-in-law who has a shul in Lakewood. They just started a skvera based Medrash, and he's the rav there. So they had a Ksiva Sefer Torah a month ago. So I was talking to him about it. So they had a halawa. I see a stout being filled in. So I told him that we were matchbid that a boy under 18 is not allowed to fill in. Not allowed to fill in the ice. So the halacha is that once a boy is 13 years old, if you don't check that he has shnei saris, he's only a safik if he's a gadol. For the rabbanon, he could be samech he's a gadol. For the raises, he's not allowed to be samech he's a gadol. So don't rely on chazaka by someone to have shulabar. Let's say parsha zachar, to learn parsha zachar. It should be only somebody who either you check that he has shnei saris, if he has a full beard, you know he has shnei saris. Or else should be someone over 18. Over 18, we rely on that Torah that Yesh Tei Saris. So, Aksiva Sefer Torah, we never allow a Bacha under 18 That's what we were talking about. So he said, 1 minute. The ice is kasha anyway. Because it's an outline. So if the ice is kasha anyway, who cares? Even if a cotton fills it in, it's kasha. So that to fill it in, you know, to fill in the... It should be good. The chayri is right. I thought about it, I realized, not so pashut. Why? Why not so pashut? You're saying you were leading up to it. If you write on the outline, so the second seed is what counts. Diyoy, we had in there that Diyoy Gabi Diyoy, the second seed is a seed. If you write one ink on top of another ink, the top ink is what counts. So let's say you go to Ksiva Sefer Torah, and you come there, and you have an outline. And you're going with a coolness to fill it in. Most people don't know how to use coolness. I know why they don't explain to the people to Shas Naisa. Let's say he has an Isa base and it's outlined like this. Right? So here they have a base. So you're filling it in. Now, if you just fill in the inside, it's true, it was kasha before. But let's say when you're filling in the inside, and you're filling it in, you go over this line and you ride over here. Right? This line is ksav agavik sav. The top diyai was on the top of the bottom diyai. The bottom diyai is possible now. Matter of fact, the Gemara said you're over on mechika of the bottom one. It's like you erased the bottom one, you wrote a top one. So there's no problem because you wrote a top one. So it's also kasha. You'll have to write, if you're a person who's kasha. But if you're a cotton, then you're going to write on top, it's your ksiva that counts. Vaita, it's a problem. So it's a problem to say for Torah. It's not minat Torah. You're not relying on Chazaka the Rabbah for their ISIS. So you're missing in the mitzvah.
That's
the
guy could have broke the ISIS.
It's going to be oh. So if that's the case, this is what I told him then, B'Shas Maisa, I think it was masking, that Maisa, you shouldn't have a cotton write it. If a cotton wrote it already, that's what Pasha, so if a cotton wrote it already, it's Kasha B'Durabanon. Laining is a Durabanon. It's not the end of the world. It's just a Pasha Zachar would be a shy. So you're allowed to if you're 18. So you're erasing it. So my rash. So, but that type of erasing is not a bezayin. There's no law in the Torah erasing the Torah. It's just that it's not min hanivusim to do it. So once I said this, I was already thinking that when the first Sefer Torah, which came complete, and I filled in the last. Actually, I didn't fill in just the last dice. The last five ices are my name in the Sefer Torah. So I filled in the last five ices. The storm, I went over the line on one of them. And so I was feed. The Shitasi, I thought it was Makayim Ksiva Sefer Torah. But it wasn't possible before I did it. It's just that my ice is the ice which is Makshir at the end. So it could be I was Makayim. So I don't know which Sefer Torah is Makayim. But one of the two Sefer Torah was Makayim Ksiva Sefer Torah. So Nafkamina, which one it was? Any Nafkamina to me? So I owned two Svarim there. One is upstairs here in Tarvadas, and one is a Chaim Bolin here. Chaim Bolin had another minion that needed a Sefer Torah that had to come on to. So I looked at that. So, what's an Afghamina with Sefer Torah? An Afghamina.
Everyone's
give
it away.
If you have a Sefer Torah, if you wrote it, if you give it away, so then you have a Nuchiv to write a Sefer Torah. An Afghamina would be if somebody gives it away. Someone has a Sefer Torah, shouldn't give it away, you should lend it. So usually they do it that way. They lend it to wherever it is. And when we started the shul, we had a Sefer Torah on loan from someone. Once a year, he wanted to take it back. Once a year, I think, I forgot why. Once a year, he made a minyan in his house. He took it back for that, and then he gave it back. Which wasn't a problem, because we had more than one Sefer Torah. Today there are a lot of Sefer Torah around, and it's not. There's no shortage in Sefer Torah. Molim is a shortage. Today our society is much wealthier, and we have just the opposite. We have a problem. Baruch Hashem, we have so many Svarim. So anybody writes a Sefer, we use it every week for the first year. That's the schus of the Sefer. So last year there was a Sefer was used all year, and this year it's barely used. So we have the Shul Sefer, which we use. That's the shutras of the Shul. And then we have a different new one, and we have in a few weeks another new one coming. So we try to use it. The Sefer Torah we used last year is a Hanukkah Sefer Torah. It's going to use now for 8 days. Different Sefer Torah is for Tanaisim. So we have different story. You should just know, it's a shame, you have an opportunity, you'll have a chance to write a Sefer Torah. The minig is to write a Sefer Torah b'shutfus. A shul gets together and everyone buys a parsha, you write b'shutfus. Has my into the union, because our shul also wrote one b'shutfus. You should know that it's not poshut that you yotze the mitzvah if you write a b'shutfus. As a matter of fact, it's kamat the mafurisha gemara, not yotze. And I don't know any pasuk printed that says yotze. I know some will say you're not yotze. No, for sure, says you're not yotze b'shutfus. I know some who are mesupik. I don't have any maramakim or pasuk that's printed that says a yaitz ksiva sefer Torah b'shutfus. I know a lot of flyers you get in the mail says atem kislochem buy an ice for $18 a yaitz in a mitzvah. But lahalacha, it's not mustavi yaitz. It's a kamada gemara. The gemara says gemara is a kasha Sanhedrin. The melech has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. Why is he different than anybody else? Everyone else has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. So what's the gemara answer? That the mitzvah is two. The melech has to have two. If you yaitz b'shutfis, the gemara could answer pashut. Everyone else is yaitz b'shutfis. The melech has to have his own sefer Torah. The halacha is that way. The melech is his own. So it's kamada mafurisha gemara that you're not yaitz b'shutfis. You have to write your own sefer Torah. It's expensive. The Sefer Torah, if you buy it through an American cipher, it usually runs in the 40s, 50s, $1,000. If you go to Israel and you get a cipher yourself, like I did, you can get one in the 30s. It's a bigger headache, because until you get it, it schleps. But you can get it $35,000 and get a nice Sefer Torah. Mr. Hashem, whenever you do write a Sefer Torah, make sure you show somebody who knows, has all the keys to Sefer Torah, what you're getting. There are people who wrote Sefer Torah, I have in the shul, that spent a lot more and got an inferior staff. We have one Sefer Torah, and I have to ask around Seferim. A hay, the leg of a hay is an upside down yud. In this Sefer Torah, the leg of the hay is always an upside down yud. Except by every yud kei vav kei, the last leg of the hay is a straight line down. I wanted to ask around, maybe that's Rebelski, where does that come from? Strange type of receiver. So anyway, whenever you come around, meet Hashem, you'll be zeicher to write a sefer Torah someday. And just ask around about the klach, about the sefer, about savari. If you want savari, I have nothing against it. For most of the Torah, we're right. What's the difference? Mahalacha, what's the difference in the Sefer Torah? In the Sefer Torah. Savari has a number of letters where instead of a Zayin, it's a Vav. Api Kabbalah, the big thing that Oisis Hashem. So the Mashal, when you have a Shin, what does a Shin look like? The Shin is three Zayins. That's what a Shin is. Three Zayins. And they come together on the bottom. That's the way a shin looks. A shin, a flat shin, is not the way Sefer Torah should be written. It should be a pointy shin. And the Ksavari, instead of a Zion here, they have a Vav. It's a few ices like that. The Ayin and the Tzadik. And this is Kosher. The Arizal Ksav is Kosher L'chol HaShit. The only letter that is a pickpock, if it's Kosher B'di'evet, and the Ksavari is the Tzadik. Tzadik, when we write it tzadik, we write it like this. When they write it, it's like this. Call it a Yud HaFulcha. And the Mephai, they had said B'Shem de Gra that he passed Ksavari based on this. In Bnei Brak, they wouldn't use Ksavari, they wouldn't make a brach. The Bnei Braknicks wouldn't make, but they're Kamada Yochid. Everybody else holds that Ksavari is kosher. It's just a question of which way to do it. I had someone in the shul who they checked his tefillin, it was Arizal tefillin. So he asked what to do. I said, you can't pass all the tefillin. So he asked Rebbe Yashiv. The Yashiv is already more like from the Grodnik side. So he told him, if you have Beis Yosef, Ksav, there's no shaylos. He said, is Arizal something wrong? He said again, if you have Beis Yosef, there's no shaylos. He didn't want to say anything against Arizal. Arizal, all the chassidim used the Ksav Arizal. But not all of them use the Fetillah, though. They're different groups in the Chassidim. It's kosher, but it's a symbol of something wrong with the cipher. It's why they come down. One and one. There may be a different shayla. The halachi is you have to write the shal yad first, the shal rosh second. Now, let's say somebody has a psul in the shal yad. You can't just buy a new shal yad because the order has to be the kesidron. It has to be shal yad first, shal rosh second. So, someone's a psul in the shal yad, he has to get new shal rosh back to him. He's a psul in the shal rosh, he doesn't have to get new shal yad. But that has to be the order. So, the question is, what happened? Probably what happened to him is when he gave the filling into check, somebody switched by mistake the parashias. In fact, someone else walking around with the shal yad, the zari and the shal yad, was probably switched around. And you don't know which is written first. Unless it was a psul that was replaced, sometimes which one was replaced. To show you, Yad was replaced, it should be Kesidron. It should be Kesidron. So the question is how it happened. What? Do it all. If you want to do all the Kesidron, you only have to do the Shal Rosh Nu. So Shal Yad was written earlier than whatever you're going to write now. That's good. That's fine. Now, I don't mean to put Pukun on the Arizal. The Arizal Ksav is a Mekubal Dik Ksav in Klal Yisrael. You have three Ksav. There's Arizal. And there's the Beis Yosef and there's Ksav Velish, which is Ksav that Svaradim have, which Rabbi Avad Yosef is phasing out. Ksav Velish, you could tell it has a flat chin on the bottom. Maybe Yehuda held it as Kasher. It's a cool that it's a Kasher Ksav, so it's not Mehuda. It's a block letters. If they get an Aliyah and the Sefer Torah looks like block letters, it looks very nice. Ksav. It's Ksav Velish. We have one Sefer Torah in Shul Ksav Velish, an old Sefer Torah with Yashin from somewhere. And we used to use it just Tanaisim, but we don't use it anymore. What? It's on our shul, it's Ksav Velish. I don't know, it's Ksav Velish. It's a regular Ashkenazic Atzichayim. And someone bought it from years ago. It's an old safe. But it's a nice safe. Ksav Velish stays better. It's thicker, everything is thicker. And we have someone on the shul. Upstairs. I brought Hashem, I think, 12 Svarim. So. We have a problem with the new one, where we're going to put it. Anyway, that's all I got it for today. It's all I got it, it's halacha. The Rosh, by the way, holds that you yaitzik mitzvah see the Sefer Torah by Shah Svarim. Kisul chemes hashira azay sima v'fiyem. That was man azay, you yaitzik with Shah Svarim. Rav Pam used to say, if you remember, he wonders if the Rosh meant you buy Svarim, or you write Svarim. He said, you yaitzik today with Shah Svarim. With buying? He said Rashi holds buying is good, but Rama holds is over. So Shah Svarim, it was stupid because you have to write Svarim. So you want to write a safe, it has to be right to be learned from.
But the money better spent on other things. You have to take out
another white safe to write a safe for Torah. If a person doesn't have, if he has a price, he has to give us a price first. If he has a chayis to take care of his family, if he has a chayis to marry off his children, it comes first. But someday, that's why I always felt that when my father passed away, I felt it's a one-time opportunity. There's a certain Yerusha money, so you have the opportunity to spend it. Afterwards, it's very hard to find $35,000 to just pluck it down in the Sefer Torah. But I felt it was a one-time opportunity, so I wasn't happy. I'd rather my father lived 120 years than I do it then. But especially if my father lived 120, I would have been in my 90s then. It would be nice to do it. But anyway, it's an opportunity. All right, the next sugya, I want very much to start with a chizuk. Like I said in the beginning, I'm still thinking I should start Sunday or Monday, but I think we battle Sunday. Monday will be fafon also. So we start the next Mishnah Sunday. Please put in the time to prepare. I'm not going to go past the Mishnah, but put in the time to prepare, and we'll start here Sunday. It's an opportunity to start again with the Chizuk. If you take the opportunity, it's good. If not, the hardest man of the year is Tevis. The hardest month is Tevis. Because Chanukah is behind you. Purim is so far away, you can't even see it. It's like the days of the wind of the winter that are people have the biggest rashlus. So try to buckle down and get into it. And those of you who stopped writing, start writing again. And make sure you understand whatever they're the sukkahs of the next day.